You're on 981 2NM. Journalist Mike Carlton has a new book out. It's called The Scrap Iron Flotilla. He's joining us to tell us about who they are and their exploits from World War II. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much. The Scrap Iron Flotilla. First of all, who were these ships or where were they from?
1939, the start of the Second World War, the British asked us for help in the Mediterranean to kick the war off, as it were.
Yeah.
So we sent them five very old destroyers. They're World War One vintage destroyers, pretty much all we had. They were old ships and worn, and the joke was that they sort of kept them together with string and chewing gum. But off they went to the Mediterranean, and when they got there, the Nazi propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, sneered that they were a consignment of junk, of scrap iron, and which was not too far from the truth. But the Australians loved it, and they said, okay, right, mate. And they called themselves ever after the Scrap Iron Flotilla as a badge of pride.
So the five ships, Vendetta, Vampire, Voyager, Stuart and Waterhen, they actually did come from Great Britain originally. We bought them from them, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. And in a sane world, a world that didn't go to war, they would have gracefully ended up on the scrap heap a few years later. But they were pressed into service, and they did mighty deeds. They got to the Mediterranean just before Christmas 1939. The war was quiet then. But with the fall of France and then Italy entering the war in the early in 1940, the whole game changed. And they fought an extraordinary war for 2 years.
Mike, in your research, were you able to speak to any of the old sailors or anyone that served on those ships?
No, they've all, to the best of my knowledge, they've all passed on now. The last veteran I could find died while I was writing the book before I could get to have a word to him. So they're now but a memory. But like they say, old sailors never die, they just fade away, and they did.
Is it hard to research a book when you can't get that first-hand knowledge?
No, there's a lot of... Well, COVID made it a bit hard because I couldn't go around talking to people, to families and so on, but... there are memoirs, there are diaries, there are official records and so on, and letters written home to families, and you can piece together a lot from that. And they did extraordinary things, Andrew. They suffered incredible bombing day after day after day. They were attacked by the Italians, first of all the Italians, and then when the Germans joined in towards the end of 1940, it was hell. It was absolute hell in these little old ships, and they were not great ships. They were infested with rats and cockroaches. The food was foul. They had it really, really tough.
Experience like that, that's when Australia tends to be at their best. We band together, and especially when somebody says, you guys are just an afterthought, you're not going to do anything. That must have knitted them together, if you will.
Yeah, they were a tough generation. These are our grandparents, and I suppose our great-grandparents now for many people. They'd grown up in the Depression, so they knew what it was like for mum to go without food so she could feed the kids. They knew what it was like to have a father out of work, and they knew what it was like to do it tough. They didn't expect a lot, but they gave a lot, and they were just magnificent men.
I don't want to give away the end of the story, but I've got to ask, did all of the ships survive World War II?
No, they didn't. Only one of them did, HMAS Stuart. Waterhen was sunk in the Mediterranean. Voyager went aground in Timor. Vampire was sunk in the Indian Ocean. They did it tough, the ships and the men.
Was it a great experience to research and write this? I know you have a love of Australian naval history, so was it just fun for you to do that alone?
Oh, yeah. This is my fourth book of naval history. I love doing it. I love researching, and I love going through the old letters and reliving those times. It's an extraordinary privilege, and it's an extraordinary pleasure to do it.
And, Mike, do you have any more coming up in the not-too-distant?
Oh, mate, give me a break. I'd like to write another one. I haven't even thought of a subject yet. I'm just happy to have this one done.
Well, it looks like a fantastic book. Certainly the one that I'd like to be sitting down with on my birthday, if anybody out there is paying attention. Mike Carlton's The Scrap Iron Flotilla. Mike, thank you very much for putting pen to paper, and thanks for joining us on 2NM.
Mate, a pleasure. Thank you for having me. Nice to talk to you.